It's 10:30 and it's Centennial College Radio News. I'm Murray Crawford with Laura Stanley and Drew Berner. In weather, it's rainy 12 degrees outside. But now here are our top headlines. A hit and run in Scarborough, Ontario will not bail out hospitals that are in the red, and China will not stop the Olympic torch relay. But first, our top story. Police are looking for a suspect in an early morning hit and run at Warden Avenue and Lawrence Avenue. A stolen van rear-ended another vehicle. The driver of the van then fled the scene on foot and hid in a nearby residential area. He then attempted to take a car from another woman. When that failed, he ran again. He is described as a white male with shoulder-length, black, greasy hair. He has bad acne and he's wearing a long, dark coat. Anyone with information is asked to contact 41 Division at 416-808-4100 or Crime Stoppers at 416-222-TIPS. Police are also on the lookout for a 7-year-old who may have witnessed a shooting yesterday. The shooting took place at Pharmacy Avenue and Lawrence Avenue East. Two men were shot in the altercation, one in the chest and one in the leg. They are both still in hospital. The provincial government said it will not bail out hospitals that are currently running deficits, according to Health Minister George Smitherman. This will mean that hospitals will have to close beds and cut nursing staff in order to make ends meet. The hardest hit are the Ajax, Pickering, and Centenary Health Center in Toronto. Smitherman has said those jobs will not be lost, but instead relocated to other areas where nurses are needed. Alan Dwayne Schoenborn, who has been named as the lead suspect in the death of his 3 children, was released from custody last week, a decision BC's chief provincial judge is defending. Schoenborn had a bail hearing last week in relation to an incident at his 10-year-old daughter's school. The incident happened between the principal, some students, and Schoenborn. The RCMP asked that he be held without bail, but instead he was released. Teen smoking is at an all-time low. That's according to a new Health Canada survey. While statistics may show that teens are smoking a lot less, according to Scarborough teens, that is not the case. Anisha Hutchinson reports.
Health Canada reveals that teen smoking is at its all-time low, with only 15% of teens smoking today. Chinzia Pistrato is a grade 12 student at Pope John Paul II Catholic Secondary School. She's one of many teens who believe today's youth are smoking more.
I think probably they think it's a cool thing to do. And, like, in some cases, it's something to do. Like, you know, like, let's say you don't really fit in the calf, and then, you know, you go out for lunch, you're kind of just standing at the front looking like you don't really have anything to do. That's kind of why I started. Like, I didn't have anything to do in between. I was like, okay, smoking, that's all right, that's fine. It's not too bad of a thing to start. And I think, like, when you see other people doing it, and I think peer pressure, like, if someone offers it to you, it's very difficult to be like, oh, no.
Pistrato started smoking in grade 9 and quit just a few months ago. She says that teens are still smoking today and turning to marijuana instead of tobacco. Many teens believe that marijuana is less harmful than cigarettes. Studies show smoking one joint of marijuana can be just as harmful as 20 cigarettes.
I think that if motivated to do anything, whether it's quit smoking weed or quit smoking cigarettes, you need to find a personal motivation. Like, you can do things for other people, but in the end, like, it's what really affects you. Like, if I promised my sister I wouldn't smoke, then I'd still smoke, but I just wouldn't tell my sister because I wouldn't want to disappoint her.
She says that most of her friends don't smoke, while many younger students do. As for Pistrato, she has quit smoking and denies replacing cigarettes with marijuana. Anisha Hutchinson reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
The Olympic torch relay will continue, according to China. After being dogged by protests for the past 2 runs, China has said they will not stop. While the London protests featured a fire extinguisher and a protester briefly touching the torch, the Paris protests shut the relay down early because security could not handle it. The next stop is San Francisco, which has a large Chinese population. Earlier in the week, protesters put large Free Tibet signs on the Golden Gate Bridge. And that's the latest news. Here's Laura Stanley with sports. Laura?
Thanks, Murray, and good morning, everyone. The Toronto Blue Jays are indeed blue this morning. The Jays finished last night's opener at the Rogers Centre with a devastating 9-8 loss to the Oakland Athletics. Oakland managed to score 5 runs in the second inning off Toronto's starting pitcher, A.J. Burnett. Toronto's Aaron Hill had 4 hits, including a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. Tied at the top of the 9th with 2 outs, Oakland's Ryan Sweeney made it on base, bringing home Kurt Suzuki for the win. Jays host Oakland again tonight and Thursday night. Canada's men's curling team is sweeping their way to the top. Canada currently stands undefeated in the World Men's Curling Championship in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Canada started off strong in last night's game against Germany, finishing with a score of 9-4. Canada's Kevin Martin scored 3 of those points in the opening and 2 in the third. Canada's game against China is currently underway. The Toronto Maple Leafs have always been known as Toronto's team. They have the most attendance, revenue, and media coverage of all major sports teams in the city. Yet after another losing season, Centennial College Radio begs the question to sports fans, who is your favorite Toronto team? Tyler Edwards reports.
This was the sound of the crowd Saturday night at the Air Canada Centre as the Leafs lost 5-2 to the Buffalo Sabres. For the third straight year, the Leafs are destined to miss the postseason, and it seems a matter of time before Toronto fans begin to move on. A survey of 150 Scarborough residents proves that at least the eastern side of the city has begun to turn.
My favorite Toronto team is the Toronto Raptors, because the Raptors are the team of the future and the Leafs are the team of the past.
That was the comment of Dilipan Jayamohan, who is just one of 39% of Scarborians to select the Toronto Raptors as their favorite Toronto team. The Maple Leafs came in a close second with 31% of the vote, while surprisingly, the expansion TFC tied with the Blue Jays in third with 13% of the vote.
Soccer, very good. Soccer's my favorite sport, so Toronto Soccer FC would be my favorite team, you know?
Certainly, the high levels of multiculturalism in Scarborough can explain the base of support for teams like the Raptors and TFC. There's a preference for more international sports such as basketball and soccer. However, for fans converting from the Leafs to the Raptors, the main reasoning behind this was the team's success.
I like the Raptors because they win more than the Leafs.
I'm going to have to go with the Raptors because they're the only team that's winning right now.
If the Maple Leafs cannot change their losing ways in the near future, it seems that most young fans will inevitably turn over to other rising squads such as the Raptors. Most fans that did vote for the Leafs did so reluctantly, out of shame over this year's squad. In the end, they couldn't give up on their team. However, as diehard Maple Leaf fans continue to naively dream of the elusive Stanley Cup, the Raptors' fever is on the prowl in Scarborough. Tyler Edwards reporting, Centennial College News.
In basketball, the Toronto Raptors have only won 6 of their last 20 games. With 5 games left in the regular season, the Raptors are currently in the 7th spot in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors are set to face the Detroit Pistons in the first round of the playoffs. The Raptors will host Milwaukee in a regular season game tonight at the ACC. In other NBA news, UCLA's Kevin Love and teammate Darren Collison have announced they will make themselves available for the NBA draft. Love has led UCLA in scoring an average of 17 points and 10 rebounds a game. Collison, a junior point guard, has an average of 15 points and 3 assists per game. The players are expected to hire agents, which would make them ineligible to play for UCLA next season. Drew will return with entertainment after this short message.
I had the sweats. I was nauseous. I thought it was some kind of flu bug or something I ate. I'm only 38, play golf whenever I can. I cut down on smoking, and I'm not that much overweight. Anyway, the chest pain, it was like someone was standing on my chest. I could hardly catch my breath. So my neighbor says, I'm calling an ambulance. Stupid me, I'm going, nah, I'll be all right, it's just gas pains. Only now the pain starts spreading to my shoulders and neck, then my arms. So I finally say, okay, call the ambulance. I got to the hospital and they stopped the heart attack. I mean, as fast as it started, this new treatment that dissolves blood clots, here's a real kicker. The treatment is so new that it's not available everywhere. Guess it was my lucky day. Don't depend on a lucky day. Know the signs of a heart attack and know where to go. The Heart Emergency Network at Emanuel County Hospital, Swainsboro, Georgia.
Welcome back. I'm Drew Berner, and here's what's new in entertainment. Perennial Canadian rocker Bryan Adams announced yesterday that his newest album will only be distributed by Walmart and Sam's Club in the U.S. Adams' record, titled 11, will be released on May 13th in the U.S. His 2004 album Room Service sold only 44,000 copies south of the border. And speaking of Canadian rock icons, Avril Lavigne made a stop at Air Canada Centre on Monday. Her Best Damn Thing tour is her third major tour. She will be spending the next few weeks crisscrossing North America before heading to Europe for the summer. Lavigne's husband, Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley, is currently on his own tour of Japan. Avril's tour wraps up in Toronto on August 6th. Montreal's Just for Laughs Festival will honor Judd Apatow as Comedy Person of the Year. Apatow, who is known for leaving his mark on recent comedy hits like Knocked Up, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Superbad, will receive his award during the festival. Montreal hosts Just for Laughs from July 10th to the 20th. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which Apatow produced, is set for release on April 18th. And from writers, we move to young speakers. Speaking in front of an audience can be nerve-wracking. competition adds an extra degree of pressure for the speaker. However, a new entrant in the 11th annual Agnes MacPhail Public Speaking Competition, Ji Yuan Sun, kept cool under pressure and spoke about a topic that he thought was important. Alex Bedeev reports.
Global warming is caused by the accumulating amount of greenhouse gases in our...
The 11th annual Agnes MacPhail Public Speaking Competition finals for grades 6, 7, and 8 took place on February 27th at the East York Civic Center. There were 8 contestants that evening that spoke about a broad range of subjects and connected them to the principles that Agnes MacPhail stood for. Among the speakers, Ji Yuan Sun, a student from the Earl Beattie Public School, was in the competition for the first time. He spoke about the role of the government in reducing global warming.
Well, because there has been a lot of very extreme weather going on recently, and I just feel like we have to do something about it.
Ji Yuan mentioned he felt calm and collected during his speech. His practice and preparation played a key role in his ability to perform under pressure. Sherman Lam, Ji Yuan's teacher, was at the competition to support his student.
I'm very proud of them, very, very proud of both of them. And just being here today and hearing all the other students, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, making these fantastic speeches, it moves me. I'm sitting here just blown away by just how wonderful all their speeches are.
This is Alex Bedeev for Centennial College News.
This Friday, theaters will welcome a couple of film debuts with Canadian connections. The crime drama Street Kings stars Canuck Keanu Reeves and is set to open this week. Also being released is Halifax native Ellen Page's first project after Juno. She co-stars with Dennis Quaid and Thomas Hayden Church in Smart People. And now back to Murray for a wrap-up.
Thanks, Drew. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Radio College News, thanks for listening, and have a good day.